In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Christ is in our midst. He was and is and ever shall be. Never in the history of the Orthodox Church has there ever been a concept of a passive Orthodox Christian. There has never been a concept of a passive parishioner or a passive member of the community. Ever since the beginning of the Christian church, even during the time of Jesus's very ministry, there's always been movement. There's always been action. There's always been service. There's always been sacrifice. There's always been teaching. There's always things being done and things that need to be done so that as many people as possible can be called and invited to come and follow the Christians along the way to salvation. Remember that before the church was called the church, it was called the way to paradise, the way to the heavenly kingdom, the way of following Jesus Christ to salvation. And on the way, there's no vacation time. It's constantly moving and moving and moving. Because the church, the very word of the church, ecclesia, the key word of that church, that word is to invite, kaleso, to invite people to come and be among us and dwell among us. And then in turn, those who are invited, who are made part of the body of Christ, will go and invite even more people. So in this morning's epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, St. Paul is writing to the bishop of the Ephesians, and he gives his vision on how the church should function and how it should function to achieve the goal of salvation and how the bishop of that community can help the rest of that community to be ushered into the heavenly kingdom. And it says here, St. Paul says, and that Christos read this morning, that the work of church leaders and the work of the church itself is to equip the saints for ministry. St. Paul says, grace is given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift, that some should be apostles, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Now, this word to build up in Greek means, if we're going to translate it literally, to make fit, to perfect Christians, to make them be what they're meant to be. But it also means, in a sense, too, that everyone in the boat is rowing together, rowing strongly, rowing in the same direction at one time, always the people in the boat strengthening each other, encouraging each other, reminding them to remember the end purpose of our goal, which is communion with our God, to be in the kingdom of heaven. And then St. Paul says that we are called to strengthen, to edify the people, and also to work to maintain the unity of the faith with one heart and one mind and one body, communing with God by communing together. And then finally, he says, we are called to become mature in our manhood according to the measure of Jesus Christ. Now, some say, I can never be to the measure of Jesus Christ. And yes, that's probably true. That is true. But we are called to keep trying and struggling to be imitators of him, to look like him, by always reaching to be like him. And by doing so, then we are working towards our own salvation. Now, the work of the church is to develop saints and to make citizens of paradise. For those who like a good baseball metaphor, the church is always like the baseball farm system, like the minor leagues, developing talent, developing players so that they may go and enter into the big leagues. We are here on earth developing our talents, making our talents, building us together as one body of Christ in order that we may finally make the big leagues, the big leagues, the full life, which is with our God in the kingdom of heaven. So all of us are called to ministry. Ministry is not just for the priest. Ministry is not just for the parish council. Ministry is not just for the philopthicos, the friends of the poor. Ministry is for everybody here. There's no such thing, and there has never been such thing, as a passive parishioner. We all will need to find some ministry, and many have, and some are wondering, and some people think, gee, I'm having a good time just sitting here and enjoying everything I'm seeing. Thank you very much. We're all called to be ministers. We're all called to what the Greek says, diakonia. Now, this word, diakonia, does anybody know any Greek here? Christos, do you know what the root of the word diakonia is?
Through the eyes.
Through the eye means through, and konis means dust. It means dirt. So this idea of ministry is that we're working and working and working so much that we're throwing up dirt all over the place, and it's all over ourselves. This is what it means for a person to be a servant in the ancient world. They're working and working and working tirelessly, and in the church's meaning, carrying out God's plan, serving others tirelessly so that God's will can be done. So the ministry is not just for the priests and the clergy or the deacons. All Christians are called to service. All Orthodox Christians are called to ministry, to train up others so that others can train up others, so that the church is full of servants creating God's will. Now, there's one servant, the great archdeacon, the great archservant of our church, who is Jesus Christ. He is the chief servant. He is the model. If there's anybody in the world, in the church, who can sit and be served, who else but Jesus Christ would be the one that has the right and the power and the authority and to sit and be served? But even our Lord serves. Even he said, I came not to be served, but to serve others. Jesus came to be busy. Jesus came to work and to love and to help and to comfort and to bring as many people together. Jesus Christ is never active. Jesus Christ is never passive in the church. He's always active. So the ministry of our church is to make this place be a ministry, a school of service, and service as the means of being guided and guiding others along the way to the kingdom of heaven. The church is made of active members. And so we are each called to find our niche in ministry. Some are called to visit the sick. Some are called to collect clothes and food for the poor. Others are called to study as disciples and someday to teach. Others are called to music and to hospitality and to comforting and to praying and to fasting. Everybody must be actively engaged in the ministry and the work of the church, doing something to help our church body grow and be with Christ and walk with Christ to the way to heaven, to salvation. Jesus Christ said that service is the way for mankind to be saved. And we are saved not when we are passive and wanting and waiting to be served, but we are saved when we serve each other as Christ served his church.